Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is also looking for a rebound. Actually, she's looking for an absentee ballot miracle. Just a few weeks ago, the incumbent Republican senator was tabbed as a sure thing to win her party's nomination. But her opponent, Joe Miller, a former judge from Fairbanks, had the backing of the Tea Party and former Governor Sarah Palin. Miller made an aggressive last-minute push before Tuesday's primary, and he holds a slim lead over Murkowski, about 1,700 votes. But there are at least 7,000 absentee ballots still to be counted, and Senator Murkowski says it ain't over yet. So what happened? Alaska Public Radio Network's Libby Casey is with us to sort it out. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Thank you.
What accounts for Joe Miller's strong showing? A possible upset of Senator Lisa Murkowski.
That's right. And it was very surprising for everyone watching this race, I'm sure, including the Murkowski campaign. A couple of things may have played into this. There was an abortion measure on the ballot, a parental consent for teenage abortion, huge topic in Alaska, hot button issue, and it brought out the conservative vote. Another factor, Joe Miller had this Tea Party Express endorsement, a group out of California that poured a lot of money into the race, especially in the last 2 weeks. They saturated the airwaves, especially conservative talk radio, which is the target audience, with these attack ads, campaign attack ads, very intense. And Joe Miller had a real attack method and stance, and Lisa Murkowski never really got on the offensive herself.
Maybe didn't think she had to take Joe Miller seriously. Apparently, as you've reported, had an ad with Ted Stevens, the former senator's endorsement, that they chose not to run.
That's
because
right.
Of the timing. Ted Stevens had just died.
He had just died right as they were getting ready to go live with the ad, and they had a tough choice to make. And Senator Murkowski is very close to Ted Stevens and his family. They made a decision not to run it, to hold back out of respect for him, for the family, the sensitivity of the matter. But it could have been an effective ad if they'd packaged it in a way that would have been respectful. If it had been prefaced by Senator Murkowski saying, "We're mourning this man's loss, but here's what he wanted for the future of our state," it could have been very effective.
As you reported on this program a couple days ago, Libby, Joe Miller wants to phase out Medicare and Social Security, wants to do away with the Department of Education. He did have the endorsement of Sarah Palin, which still counts for something in Alaska, clearly.
It does. What we think, though, is that perhaps what counted more was the Tea Party endorsement and the ability that Sarah Palin had to bring the money to Alaska and to his race, the attention. Alaskans are sort of very libertarian, very independent. We didn't know how much the Tea Party was resonating up there. The economy in Alaska is so much better off than a lot of states. We don't have the crisis that's happening in Nevada and other places. It can balance its budget. And so we didn't know if that Tea Party discontent would find a home, find a listening base, but it apparently did.
Lisa Murkowski still thinking that she can make a comeback through the absentee ballots, but if that doesn't come to pass, can she run on a third party? Can she run on the libertarian line and as an independent?
It's an excellent question we're all asking. At a press conference yesterday, she said it's not time to explore that yet. She still has hope. She cannot get on the ballot as an independent. The opportunity for that is closed. It's too late. She could, however, align herself with the Libertarian Party, which has a slot on the ballot. If their candidate would step down, she could get on. It would be an interesting sort of a partnership, an alignment to forge. She could also run as a write-in. The question is, would she? Senator Murkowski is a very loyal Republican. This is her base. And so I think it would be a tough call. It could be, though, a potentially mavericky move, maybe taking a cue from Sarah Palin. And Murkowski could make a big difference if she still ran, because the Democrat is very little known. He's not a big name in Alaska. And yesterday, in fact, he was appealing to Murkowski supporters, "Hey, come over and vote for me." He was labeling Joe Miller as an extremist candidate. And so Murkowski may be able to make some inroads if she decides to do this bold move and move forward anyway.
And the Democrat is Scott McAdams, mayor of Sitka, Alaska. Is he somebody now that the Democratic National Committee is going to be spending some time and money on?
That's what we're all asking. People asked him yesterday at his press conference, "Are you considering stepping aside and letting a bigger name in Alaska take over your spot?" And he said no, and that he hadn't been approached about that. But he's not a big name in Alaska yet. He pointed out, though, that as mayor of a small community, he's actually had more experience politically than Joe Miller, who's never been elected to public office before. His only other campaign was a failure. And Scott McAdams, you know, I mean, we have a history in Alaska of our small town mayor is doing well. So I think it's going to be a question of him getting his name out there and educating Alaskans about who he is, because they don't really know yet.
Okay. Libby Casey, Washington correspondent of the Alaska Public Radio Network. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.